According to the Chief Directorate of Intelligence of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine, Russian propaganda intensified its information campaign in the temporarily occupied territories of Donetsk, Luhansk, and Kherson regions. This is done to influence the local population, namely by spreading distorted and false information about the allegedly positive consequences of accession to the Russian Federation. The rumors are spread about the arrival of the best Russian healthcare workers who will provide healthcare services absolutely free of charge using the delivered Russian equipment. However, the arrival of healthcare personnel and relevant equipment has not been recorded. The propaganda campaign has a populist content and is aimed exclusively at diverting the attention of the local population from defeats at the front, Deputy Defense Minister of Ukraine Hanna Malyar informs. The official emphasized that the leadership of the Russian Federation continued carrying out the first stage of mobilization, the 26th of September to the 25th of November. As of mid-October, about 200,000 people have already been drafted, 66.7% of the declared 300,000. In general, according to the data available to the Chief Directorate of Intelligence of the Ministry of Defense, the staffing of 107 and the formation of 24 regular and reserve regiments, battalions, with a total number of about 146,000 people, are ongoing in all military districts, the Northern Fleet, and the airborne forces. In connection with the accelerated mobilization pace, there is still a lack of a sufficient amount of barracks and housing stock, training and material base, and clothing and equipment for the drafted personnel, as well as instructors for their proper preparation for combat operations. Natalia Tolub.